Hi, welcome to the Happy in Medicine podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Christina Arnold. I'm an expert certified coach and a physician mom. I help women physicians go from burnout to happy in medicine. Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. We are back and talking about one of my very favorite life hacks for making decisions. It's actually come up quite a bit in coaching. I think I have a lot of clients. I think this is just so normal. We reach out for coaching when we're about to make a big decision. It's very normal to want support and expert level help when we're making these life-changing decisions. And so this is a really common theme. My private clients love this tool. This tool is the thing that helped me leave medicine and feel really, really good about it. You may use this tool, by the way, to stay in medicine and feel really, really good about it. It's really a life-changing tool. So I'm going to be sharing that with you here today. Are you ready? So here's the thing. Decisions are only hard when we tell ourselves there's a lot at stake and all options can be terrible. Here's the tool. Know that you're going to be safe, successful, and happy either way. When you do, this frees you up to access your logical mind, your intuition, your wisest self, and start thinking at a very high level. And that's the brain you want to make these decisions. If your safety, success, happiness, all that is guaranteed, you can really focus on what is it that you really want to do. This brilliant question, it elevates your mind to think at the highest level. As long as you're thinking about your safety and happiness, success is all at stake, you'll be thinking with your primitive brain, the brain that's not really holding on. It's like fear, life or death. It's so scared. Those are not going to be your highest quality decisions. So that part of your brain is very useful. There's nothing wrong with it. And you want to make decisions from the wisest part of your brain. And how you do that is create safety ahead of time. It'll have you thinking at such a high level. You'll feel better. You'll make decisions you might not have thought of when you were being super, super scared. And here's another reason why I don't like making decisions when I'm super, super scared is because if I'm very scared, I am not sleeping. And now I'm scared and I'm entirely exhausted. And I just do not trust that kind of brain, right? So we want to create safety first because it feels good in your body. You sleep better. You feel more present. You're able to ask the right questions, negotiate at the highest level, make the best decisions ever. So that is the tool that we're going to be working on. I want to say, of course, that the idea isn't that you'll be happy and successful forever and always. That's definitely not true. I'm so sorry to say. I wish I could tell you you'll be happy and successful forever and ever and ever. There'll be days where you're not, no matter what decision you make, right? So we're not trying to escape being a human. We're just saying, you know, no matter what, no matter if I stay in this job or leave, I'm going to be happy and successful and fulfilled for sure, 100%. Because how do I believe that? Because I create that. That's not something given to me by a job. I create it. Some jobs, it's easier to create happiness than others. I'll tell you that's true. And so sometimes we change our thinking and sometimes we change the job and sometimes we change or thinking at the next job, and you're not wrong either way. It's this idea of either way, I'm going to be happy, successful, fulfilled. Either way, I'm going to have hard days. Sometimes I'll feel a little bit miserable. If that's true, then what do I want to do here? Where do I want to create this next experience? So I'll tell you, I had two case studies for you. I'm going to actually make three. One is going to be really quickly, but in my first job, I just felt like I had done everything I could have done at that job. I was starting to feel very stagnant and I wanted a change. And I just felt it in my bones. It's like, I want to move west. I want a different atmosphere. I want to see some mountains. I want to see a different, you know, zip code. I just wanted everything to be different. I was just feeling that in my bones. And I could have stayed in that job forever and been happy for sure, especially with coaching skills. But I was like, you know, I just kind of want to leave. I just feel very called to it. And so I decided I could be happy either way, but where do I want to be happy? By the Rocky Mountains. That sounds great. I'll do all my work there at the Rocky Mountains. So that's case example one. So I'm going to do three case studies. That was your first one. Just to illustrate how this tool might look and sound. The second one is also by yours truly, me. This is maybe my second job. I loved pathology at the time. I still do in many ways, but I really, though this is not my second job, this is just in general academic medicine. I hated the hierarchy, the bureaucracy, the politics. You have to be nice to this person to get a nice schedule. You have to posture here. You have to pretend like you're this person that you're not. You have to go to these parties that you don't want to go to. Not really know if you're going to have vacation approved yet. Kind of feel like you have to ask permission. Like in high school, you'd ask permission to go to the bathroom. You have to ask permission if you want to take off for a holiday. I didn't really love, gotta say, any of the bosses I've ever worked for. I was always just kind of like, not that there's anything wrong with them necessarily. I just don't think I'm someone who's meant to have a boss. I think that's really true. Not that they're, you know, this is no dig on anyone else, but just like if every boss I've worked for, I haven't liked, it might just mean I'm not someone who's meant to have a boss, except for being my own boss, which I totally love. Anyhow, it was a bad fit for a very long time. Meanwhile, I was growing a coaching business. It was profitable. I enjoyed it. I loved it. Passionate about it. It's like all I thought about 24/7. I remember when I became a coach, I was like, who cares about writing GI pathology papers? I'm so over it. That was nothing compared to how rewarding and fulfilling it is to help another brilliant physician mom suffer less in her life. Like there's just nothing else like it at all in the entire world, in my opinion. So I really wanted to spend as much time in coaching as possible, but I had this block to it, which was I can't leave medicine because medicine is safe. It's guaranteed. Coaching is so risky and dangerous. What if I lose my house? What if it doesn't work out 1 year? What am I going to do if it's a disaster? So of course I didn't think about becoming a full-time life coach. I had all these thoughts that everything that was important was at risk, including my family's well-being. And listen, if you are a physician mom and you think something's going to put your babies at risk, you will not consider it, right? So I'm telling myself all these stories that every option is dangerous. This job is killing me. So I don't want to stay in it. And I'm also telling myself, and coaching, which would be amazing, is putting my family's health or livelihood at risk. There's no good options there. And I kind of like dissected a little bit more. I was like, you know, if this job, I'm telling myself I love it and it's killing me, like it's killing my soul. Like I feel like I'm getting depressed the more I'm in this job. This job is really not safe. I'm telling myself medicine is so much safer than coaching, but I feel like it's killing me. Like I might need to be seen for clinical depression if I keep up this job. This is not a safe job for me. I've worked for bosses, more than one, so don't feel like you can pinpoint this person. You can't. Multiple bosses who threatened to fire people a lot. Medicine was not a guarantee. Here's the thing I'm telling myself, I can't be a full-time coach because medicine is a guarantee. It's absolutely not. If you have multiple bosses saying, we can fire anybody at any time, you're all replaceable. We'll put someone in your office in 30 minutes, right? Like, no, this is not a guarantee. The thing I love the most, and I'm taking you back to the time where I was thinking about leaving medicine, the thing I love the most is my coaching practice. And I was getting to a point where my practice couldn't grow any further because of the constraints of my academic schedule. So I was having to choose, like, what am I going to grow, my medical practice or my coaching practice? So there was a little bit of my academic job is threatening this thing I love way more than academics. My academic job is so risky to me. If the thing I want to do is coaching, academics, I'm telling myself, is safe. No, it's not. It's very risky to my dreams. And not to mention like the committee leadership stuff. I love that people love it. I'm married to someone who loves it. I absolutely hated it. I thought it was so unpleasant. At least the circles that I was in, it was very competitive. People were really like aggressive and toxic and unpleasant. I didn't love any of that. I did not love any of that. And so how did I go? This is a question that I'm teaching you in this week's podcast clarified everything. As soon as this question entered my mind, it was 100% clear, 0% doubt, 100% confidence I'm leaving medicine as soon as possible. Here's a question. Christina, this is me talking to myself. You are actually going to be successful, happy, and fulfilled either way, truly. You know that. You've been able to be in medicine 20 plus years. You've found moments of success, happiness, and fulfillment, of course. And the success, happiness, and fulfillment did not come from medicine. It came from me. It's who I am. It's who you are. We're just going to create success, happiness, and fulfillment no matter where we go, because that's just what we do. So if we're going to be successful, happy, safe, fulfilled either way, where do we want to spend our time? Who do we want to be creating value for? Who do we want to be reporting to? And as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, hell no, it's not medicine. It's definitely not the kind of jobs I've been creating for myself. For sure, it's not. I would rather be my own boss. I know the work culture. I know me as a boss. I know my values. I know I work very hard. I know I take very good care of myself. I know I'm not going to threaten to fire myself every couple of months. Like, none of that. I'll never have to be threatened again. It felt so completely clear and safe and liberating that I was leaving medicine to be a full-time coach as soon as I asked this question. And now I'll say, now we're over a year out. I feel like I'm a whole new woman. I am living a life beyond anything I could have ever possibly imagined. Whatever happiness I thought I'd have in medicine, times it by 1,000, that's what coaching is like. Spending my days serving the most beloved people on the planet, helping them grow their capacity to receive love and give love, helping heal families, helping heal generations of trauma, helping people feel good immediately and whole. It's the best thing ever. I am so grateful that I took the time to ask myself, Christine, if you can be successful either way, where do you want to spend your time? Now, having said that, I think most physicians, when they ask themselves that question, most physicians will say, I can be successful anywhere. I want to stay as an active physician. No moral judgment on any of this. I think my goal, most of the people I serve, is helping them feel happy, successful, and safe wherever they choose to house their body, whether it's in the hospital or building a side hustle or expert witness or being a coach. It's the idea of where can we find our success, fulfillment, and safety? Where do we want to build that? How can we do that in such a loving and tender way? Right? Yes, absolutely. Leaving medicine to be a full-time coach is very few people's choice. I do believe I am a unicorn, but I've surrounded myself with other unicorns, and so it's so much fun. All right, let me give you the last case study number 3. Brilliant physician client feels like she is really over this job. She's been at it for 15 years. She knows she's underpaid. They are not going to raise her salary. They've already told her no more raises. Hates her boss. Promotion's been denied several times. The volumes and RVUs keep on rising. She's been moved out of her office to an office without a window. No more bonus. Her favorite best friend colleagues have all left, so she feels like she's on her own. All of her family's across the country. She's got small babies. She would love to have some support. She applies for some jobs. She gets multiple job offers. She is a highly skilled, highly sought after physician. And she's looking at all these job offers, including the offer to stay at her current job. And she's absolutely terrified because the story she has running in her head is she's going to move and her family is going to not support her. They're going to decide they don't want to help her anymore. They don't want to help her with the kids. She's kind of decided ahead of time she's going to go to this new job and it'll turn into her old job. She'll get a terrible boss she hates. She'll be overworked and underpaid. She's worried that her kids will just be heartbroken about this adjustment and hate this new part of the country. She's terrified because she doesn't want to stay in a job she hates. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And she sees no options for it. Even though there are options, all of them are leading to devastation. So it's lose, lose, lose either way. Of course, she's so frightened to make a decision, and it's not her fault at all. All human brains will tend towards negative outcomes, catastrophic thinking, because that's what they're designed to do. They're designed to look out for danger to keep us safe. Her brain is acting exactly as how it should. With coaching, we start creating some space around all that thinking. We can redirect the brain on purpose. We can ask the brilliant question, listen, you have created so much happiness, success, and fulfillment and safety your entire life. You will continue to create that wherever you go. Where do you want to do the work? Do you want to do the work here at your current job? Because you totally can't be happy here. Or do you want to do this work at this one of these other 5 job offers? But I promise you, no matter what, you can be happy, successful, fulfilled Absolutely. That is not even on the question. Then where do you want to do your work? And she just, it was like the clouds parted. She's like, oh, well, if that's not in question, I want to move for sure. I'm tired of the problems of this job. I know they're not going to be addressed. These new jobs address all of my concerns. I want a new set of problems. This job that I'm looking at feels like hope. It addresses all my critical issues. I want to try to be close by family. And what I'll say is, something that I worked with her on is every problem she was worried about, whether she stayed or go left. I love that. Stay or go. I love it. That should definitely be a word. It's not, but live. It's so useful. Whether she stayed or left, all problems are solvable. She really could be happy here or there, not all the time, but she really could. With coaching, you absolutely can. It's just like, where is the work going to be less hard for me? Like, what is the work I'm going to have to do to be happy in this job versus the work I'm going to have to do to adjust to this new job? Like, what feels like less work to me? Let's do that job. We to remind her, yeah, you've had a lot of challenges for sure. And you have become wiser because of them. You now know what you want to be paid. You now know the structure of your day. You're more experienced. You've now known how to negotiate for jobs. You are so much more connected to yourself. This experience will be entirely different because you are entirely different. So even if you get there, your family turns their back on you, the boss gets fired, a new boss comes in that you hate, you start getting underpaid, there is no part of you that's going to say, I have to stay in this forever and ever and ever. You will dig in and you'll say, you know what? I'm going to fix this relationship with my mom. My mom and I are going to go to coaching together. We're going to go to therapy together. We're going to heal from this. We're going to have a fight for sure, 100%. And we're going to get stronger because of it. We're going to repair and heal because of it. If I have a job, this job turns into a job I don't like, I will negotiate to make it better or I will leave it. But there's no scenario where things get worse. Everything will just keep getting better and better and better because I have coaching on my side now. So amazing. A question you might be having is, okay, but how do I believe that success really will, I will create it either way? And the short answer is, it's just a decision you get to make. You could just decide, I'm going to believe that I created my current success and I can create future success. What I think is very useful is look back at your life, show your brain. It's so much evidence. Our brains are evidence-based, especially if we're physicians. So show your brain the evidence. Look at all the success I created. It's so much easier to believe you are the one who did that. I think also, though, this is where having a coach is so helpful because unless that belief is very firm and grounded, it sometimes is hard to believe. Sometimes it is impossible to believe you can create success if you haven't had it modeled for you. And so I think partnering with a coach can just be such a catalyst to growth. So here's our summary. Whenever you find yourself with a challenging decision, no matter what am I going to cook for dinner? Where are we going for summer vacation? Am I staying in this job? When do I retire? Whatever the flavor of the decision is, here's how you can make a great decision fast. Tell yourself, either way, you're going to be successful and happy, fulfilled, and safe. Not even a question. None of that's at risk. Now, what do you want to do? If you would like help asking, answering these questions, working on your beliefs in yourself, this is the work we do every single day in my coaching program. And I would love for you to be a part of it. We are waiting for you. We're having so much fun, and all of this work is so much easier to do with a coach. I promise you. You can join us now. Go to yourpathandfocus.com. You also, if you'd like, you can book a free consultation. It's a no pressure zone. There's no icky sales tactics. You could just come in to see what it would be like to work together, results you could expect in my program. You'll leave with some tips of how you can take next steps in your life, even if you don't work with me. I'll give you some bonus customized coaching tools just for you. There is no risk. It is all fun, no pressure. Why not? Go and sign up right now. Go to yourpathandfocus.com to sign up for your free consult. And to never miss a workshop, to have the podcast delivered directly to your inbox each week, to get the first dibs on any trainings and freebies, have you made sure you've entered your email at yourpathandfocus.com/email? Enter your email at yourpathandfocus.com/email for all sorts of goodies. And for those of you who stay to the very end, I want to say thank you so much. And may I please ask you for a favor? Would you mind, if you love this podcast, going to iTunes and subscribing to Happy and Medicine podcast and leave a 5-star review with a comment? It can be so fast. A comment could be 3 words. I love this pod, or I love this podcast, how many ever words that is, or this is what I learned here, or this is when I started listening. It does not have to be long, but any of that kind of attention with the podcast helps the algorithm send the podcast to more people just like you, so we can create more love, kindness, and safety in the world. I would appreciate it so very, very much. Have a beautiful week, everyone. See you next time. Bye.